brought to you by Penguin.
Power Failure, The Rise and Fall of General Electric, by William D. Cohen. Read by Eric Martin.
To Deb, Teddy, and Quentin. The Blind Men and the Elephant. It was six men of Indostan, to learning much inclined, who went to see the elephant, though all of them were blind, that each by observation might satisfy his mind. The first approached the elephant, and, happening to fall against his broad and sturdy side, at once began to bawl, "God bless me, but the elephant is very like a wall." The second, feeling of the tusk, cried, "Ho, what have we here, so very round and smooth and sharp? To me, 'tis mighty clear, this wonder of an elephant is very like a spear." The third approached the animal, and, happening to take the squirming trunk within his hands, thus boldly up and spake, "I see," quoth he, "the elephant is very like a snake." The fourth reached out an eager hand, and felt about the knee. "What most this wondrous beast is like is mighty plain," quoth he. "'Tis clear enough the elephant is very like a tree." The fifth, who chanced to touch the ear, said, "E'en the blindest man can tell what this resembles most. Deny the fact who can, this marvel of an elephant is very like a fan." The sixth no sooner had begun about the beast to grope than, seizing on the swinging tail that fell within his scope, "I see," quoth he, "the elephant is very like a rope." And so these men of Indostan disputed loud and long, each in his own opinion exceeding stiff and strong, though each was partly in the right, and all were in the wrong. John Godfrey Saxe, 1872. This was American capitalism. GE was America. U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry M. Paulson, Jr. Prologue. Sconset. The Nantucket Golf Club is so exclusive that there is no sign for it off Milestone Road, the six-mile artery that connects the quaint and historic town of Nantucket, where the ferries pull in after the 30-mile trip from the mainland of Massachusetts, to Sconset, spelled S-I-A-S-C-O-N-S-E-T, often shortened to Sconset, the old fishing and artist's village on the far eastern edge of the island. If you make the mistake of turning onto the club's long driveway without a member or an appointment to visit with one, you'll be stopped by security at the gatehouse a couple of hundred yards up the road and told to turn around. The membership fee at the Nantucket Golf Club these days is $475,000 per person, more than double the $200,000 that investment banker Edmund Hagem corralled from about 50 initial members when he first conceived of the club in 1995 as an alternative to the nearby and infinitely snootier Sankaty Head Golf Club. At Sankaty Head, founded in 1923, the waiting list for membership is said to be decades at best, although it's never been clear whether that's simply a ruse to keep out the unwanted, or whether the demand to get in justifies the waiting list. Sankaty Head secretes old-money charm and shabby gentility. Membership dues are much cheaper at Sankaty Head, assuming you can get in, and so it also includes among its ranks a disproportionate number of the year-round residents who would be unlikely to afford the pricier confines of the Nantucket Golf Club. And after Columbus Day weekend, the official end of the season on Nantucket, anyone can play a round of golf at Sankaty for about $25, but that's not even remotely the same as being a member. Some say Sankaty Head is changing. In recent years, a few Jews have been added as members, and the cheap after-season access to the golf course seems to have disappeared. Hagem, now 86 years old, got tired of waiting for Sankaty to let him in, despite his qualifications. A fine golfer, his Horatio Alger story reads like that of, well, Horatio Alger himself. After he was born in Los Angeles...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?